Big Sports Breakfast is brought to you by Tab's new trio. Pick the first three in any order to win. Gamble responsibly.
He's out there at the barn. He's at the Tab barn, this fantastic new innovation out there at Royal Randwick. And we're hopefully the weather's going to be terrific, the track improving. Let's get out to Royal Randwick and have a chat with Brad Davison. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Good morning, Loz, and good morning to all our listeners and viewers out there. I'm a bit more up for this morning's interview, guys. That's what happens when you have to get up at 6:30 a.m. and can't roll out of bed at 7:40 in the morning. So up nice and early and all calm before the storm out here before day two of the championship.
Just for our listeners and our viewers, that barn is terrific. We've got Dave Stanley wheeling a wheel out behind you. I wish he'd wheel himself out with it, but he's quite incredible. But he's fallen off the wagon a few times, by the way, Dave Stanley. It's a good setup there, isn't it, Brad?
It's a great setup. I've told Dave he's just got to do a few things around here to get a few things sorted for all the punters tomorrow. So Dave's currently wheeling things around, and as you said, hopefully he can wheel himself out.
The autumn sun's retired. That's no great surprise, though, no, Brad.
Yeah, well, that was the big news yesterday. I think it was what we all expected. The five group ones, he won 8 from 9 starts, the $3.5 million in prize money. A few people have suggested on social media since then, was he as good as, you know, we all make out, or was he just a really well-placed horse the whole way through? I mean, some of the horses he beat, the likes of Zusane and Lee Mean Machine in those three-year-old years, haven't exactly gone on with the job. And then even last time out, Aragon didn't exactly show up in the Derby either. So, and did finish fourth in the New Zealand Derby. And, of course, he just beat him in the Rosehill Guineas. But, look, five group ones, you go through the list. JJ Atkins, Golden Rose, Caulfield Guineas, Randwick and Rosehill Guineas. You could also suggest that he should have been unbeaten in 9 starts. It's hard to knock him. And the $77,000 service fee, I think that just goes to show how well-respected he'll be at stud and how well sought after he'll be as well.
What's this about Aquis not running horses in Queensland?
Yeah, they put out an announcement yesterday after a meeting of their board of directors and basically said they won't run any horses that they fully own or manage in Queensland until some integrity issues are resolved in Queensland. Obviously, there's been a fair bit happening up there, the unresolved charges regarding Ben Curry, the Toowoomba trainer there, and a few other little bits and pieces happening of late. There was a race, wasn't there, recently, where they paid out on all the judge and declared the wrong fourth place getter in a race as well. So there's been a few little issues up there, and I think Aquis have just said enough's enough, and this is what they're going to do, and interesting take on the whole thing.
It's all about Winx, though, tomorrow, mate.
Winx.
Yes, it is. It's all calm before the storm. One more sleep to go, as you heard you guys touch on with Webby before. A bit of a scare yesterday with Winx at Rose Hill, but luckily come through that all well. I saw Brett Devine tweet out a photo this morning saying that that bit of signage has gone to a better place and will be replaced there at Rose Hill. But all systems go there for the weekend, and can't wait for the big race. I mean, over 40,000 people at Randwick. It's going to be one of those days you just want to be there, and it's going to go down one of the great moments in Australian sporting history.
I'll tell you what will be some of the great moments if you can tip us into a couple of winners. Call me shallow.
I'd like to do that on the big day as well. So we'll try our best. I think there's good value to be had on this Saturday meeting, and it's the first meeting for a while, guys. We're going to be back on a good deck. I know we're a soft five at the moment, but hopefully get back to that good four run engine. I think we can turn around some of this form. Race 3, number 6, Safado, I think at 750 is a good bet here in the provincial championships. I think he's a really good horse. I want to make Spring Charlie a winner in the same race. He's for the Kim Waryard, both in the same stable there. I think they come through the strongest heat. I think they're the two. I think Academus is the favourite. I think he's more of a wet tracker. And look, he's still good on top of the ground, but I think these other two might be a bit better. Race 4, number 7, Villamai, I think is the best roughie at around $19. She just didn't handle the wet track at all last time out, but her debut win was really good, and she's trialled well since then. And race 6, number 2, Aristia, I'm against the favourite here, Very Elegant. I think $1.60 is far too short for mine, considering she's yet to prove she can stay. Last two dominant wins have also been on real heavy tracks, and now she's back on top of the ground. I think Aristia is going to jump out of the ground here, and at $8.50, I want to be with her. She's a proven stayer. She won the Kennedy Oaks, and I think she's hard to beat. I think a really good roughie in that race at $19 is Scarlet Dream as well. Just crying out for a dry track. Her three dry track runs have been outstanding, and just put a pen through her last start run as well.
Any value, mate?
Well, they're the three. Villamai's the main one there at the $19 in the roughie. And the other two, I think they're still good value at around 750, well, 850 as well.
And quickly in the Sydney Cup, mate, who do you like? I'm going through
well,
the
floor. Well, look, I backed Juby a couple of weeks ago all in, but I think he's short enough now. I think Midterm's the one now. I just think, you know, he's from the right camp, the Lloyd Williams camp, a strong win over the 2400 last time out. Sure, he has to stay the 3200, but he's going to be up on speed, and I think he might be hard to catch.
You're a good man, Brad. There, you look at Dave Stanley with the wheelbarrow.
Pretending he's working again.
Wouldn't know what to do with a wheelbarrow, would he?
He needs to put himself in there.
Thank you very much, Brad Davidson. Make sure if you get out there to Royal Randwick, you take that hospitality on offer at the Tab Barn. It's a really good setup. Thanks to Brad Davidson and the work of Dave Stanley there. It's now 8 o'clock. You stay with us. We've got plenty coming your way. Rugby League with Aaron Woods.